You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network. Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contract. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Thank you for tuning Into Tomorrow for the weekend of October 18th, 2019. You know, you can get all 3 hours of the show, never miss a minute, if you subscribe to our free Into Tomorrow podcast. Very easy to do at intotomorrow.com. And while you're online, be sure to download our free app available for all of your mobile devices. It's brand new, updated. And did I mention free? We hope you do that. I am Dave Graveline. Erasmo's in the control room. H working with us out of New York.
Chris Graveline here in the studio.
Yep. In Miami, I might add. Miami. Just because we're talking about New York and control room, and if anybody cares, we're in Miami, where it's fall, I think. Is it? You can't tell here.
Well, the temperature dropped like a degree and a half. So
a degree and a half. I think it was only 87 earlier today.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's been very nice weather.
And when we get to winter, we'll be down to 82.
Yes, that's true. Oh, but I love our winters that are lasting about 2 weeks.
Well, I want to say Christmas Day last year, it was 81 degrees outside.
Yeah, I think we were, the warmest spot in the nation on Christmas. But that's not a bad Christmas.
Poor Santa had to be sweating his butt off.
Yes, that's very true. Poor Santa. Anyway, some tech news and commentary, and then we're going to jump back to more of your calls. Let us solve any questions, concerns that you may have about anything involving consumer technology. If you're brand new to the show, a special welcome and thank you for joining us. And did you know that you can, on our app, stream 24/7? Our broadcasts. You can listen to our podcast. You can check out all the videos, like This Week in Tech History. Chris does every single week a video of This Week in Tech History, showing you some of these cool items over the years and the centuries and whatnot involving technology and history. And, of course, check out who's been on the show and links and just all kinds of neat stuff. So be sure and get our app. Just search those two words, Into Tomorrow, in your app store.
You can even ask Siri to find Into Tomorrow in the app store for you.
There you go. If you have an iPhone.
Well, yeah.
If you don't, then
go get one.
No. If you don't, then just search in Google Play. It's very simple. Pops right up. There you go.
Okay. Amazon Pay users in India can now use voice commands with Alexa to pay their utility, internet, mobile, and satellite cable TV bills. This is the first time, the company said, that it is pairing these functionalities with Amazon Pay in any market. Amazon has long allowed users in many markets to purchase items using voice commands with Alexa, but this is the first time the American company is letting users pay their electricity, water, cooking gas, broadband, and satellite TV bills with voice and Amazon Pay. Now, Amazon Pay is available in many markets, but the service has become especially popular in India, where the concept of parking money to a digital wallet skyrocketed in usage in late 2016 after the Indian government invalidated much of the paper bills in circulation in the country.
Wow. Hey, test it. Ask Amazon to pay Dave Graveline $20 or something. You see what happens.
Well, but you have to be a utility.
I'm kind of a utility.
You're a tool.
Sorry.
What? No.
Whoa, that's harsh. I would turn your mic off, except then I'd have to talk all the time, and people don't want to hear that.
But I guess, we'll wait and see how long it takes to come to the U.S. where we can just say, Alexa, pay my electric bill.
That's true. And it should. Because we have a lot of stuff now is paperless anyway.
Yeah.
Why not just say that?
And we already have Amazon Pay. That's how I pay my Hulu bill every month because I subscribe to it through Amazon. So I use Amazon Pay to pay Hulu every month. So I could just easily say, Alexa, pay Amazon. Or Alexa, pay Hulu.
Wow.
You know.
But not now.
Not now.
But soon.
Yes.
Mayhaps. Maybe. Speaking of Amazon, they're now targeting parents who want to encourage their kids to read with a new Kindle Kids Edition, offering more than 2,500 various titles with a subscription service, of course, but it's free for the first year. So you might want to take advantage of that. Kid-friendly features include the WordWise definition helper and an assortment of incentive badges. So that might be cool. That might be something to do with Cameron. See if you can do that with the Kindle Kids edition.
Instagram is rolling out a new feature that will help better protect your personal data from being accessed by your long-discarded third-party apps. That is any app that you had once authorized to access your Instagram profile over the years. Now, this can include websites that you used for printing your Instagram photos, various dating apps, or Instagram tools for making collages, finding your top photos, and more. Providing a tool to remove third-party access to your account is now a fairly commonplace security setting among platform providers. Instagram is just late to offer such functionality. Twitter, Facebook, and Google have had similar functionality in place for years. And apparently Instagram isn't really in a rush to launch this either. The company says that its new security features will take a whopping 6 months to reach all users.
Holy cow!
Now, usually these rollouts take a couple of days to reach everything. So for it to take 6 months, I don't know why.
Do they know it's 2019 and we have the technology? Why on earth is it taking more than a couple of days to roll it out?
Well, because they're owned by Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Well, we all know how Facebook feels about privacy.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
Yeah.
What, privacy? What's that? We don't understand the P word. Yeah, I know that. The home speaker market's been dominated, of course, by Amazon, which leads Google in market share. But Chinese companies are giving Amazon now a run for its money, with Baidu increasing shipments of smart speakers 3,700% in a single year. So that's pretty amazing. I mean, 3,700%. Increase in a single year for smart speakers.
Wow.
They're catching up and jumping way ahead of a lot of American companies. And a lot of people have no clue that that's happening.
Speaking of privacy.
Yeah, exactly.
So not long after rolling out the long-awaited feature of offline downloads, Hulu has announced improvements to the experience of actually using Hulu. First up, it's changing the method by which subscribers give feedback on the service's recommendations. Hulu is introducing a like and dislike system, letting you give a thumbs up or thumbs down to individual movies and TV shows that the algorithm suggests. Disliking a piece of content will prevent it from being recommended again. Liking something tells Hulu that you want to see similar shows and movies surfaced by the app. The like and dislike system has rolled out now on the web and Amazon Fire TV devices, Xbox One, the Nintendo Switch, select LG, Samsung, Android TVs, Vizio SmartCast, and Chromecast. Hulu says other devices are coming soon, with iOS, Android, and Roku being the most obvious platforms missing on day one.
Wow. And a whole lot of people are doing that. And whether you like or dislike anything, if they see that you're watching something in particular, they offer up suggestions anyway.
Yeah.
And it's like, but I didn't really watch it. I started playing something and it was the wrong thing. It's not what I was looking for. And now you're serving up all these other suggestions that are similar. I don't want to see that. I didn't want to see the first thing.
I'm not talking
about porn. I'm just saying maybe, you looked up something. Oh, nope, that's not it. That's not what I was looking for. But you get a bunch of suggestions anyway. Similar stuff. It's like, stop it.
I don't know that I watch anything on, like, TLC, yet my Hulu keeps recommending shows on TLC for me to watch.
Really?
Things like, like the Honey Boo Boo type stuff. It's like, I've never watched any of those shows. Why are you suggesting these?
Wow. Well, here's a question for you. Would you trust an app to keep your marriage or relationship together? A new app called Relish aims to help couples who are having problems reach consensus on issues and open up dialogue through participation in their quizzes and readings. The app also tracks couples' progress by giving points for each relationship objective they accomplish.
Okay.
I think that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
If you need an app, maybe consider a marriage counselor. But a lot of people would say, nah, we don't want to do that. We'll just try the app. So, okay, it's called Relish. Relish the thought.
Dang millennials.
Yeah, exactly. But see if that'll help keep your marriage or your relationship together if you're having issues. Somehow, I don't see an app solving those problems.
A day after NASA debuted the spacesuit set to be worn by the first women on the moon, Virgin Galactic showed off its own gear at an event in New York. Created in collaboration with fitness wear company Under Armour, the gear is designed for wear by Virgin's private astronauts. The getup includes a limited edition jacket, base layer.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. When you said, you know, underwear and Virgin, and it just threw me off altogether.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to follow along with what you're talking about. So tell me again, what is the underwear company and Virgin doing?
Well, they've paired up with Under Armour, and they've got a limited edition jacket, base layer, training suit, footwear, and spacesuit. Now, they say the elements were created with input from a wide range of different people, including doctors, pilots, clothing designers, and astronaut trainers.
No astronauts, though.
Apparently not.
Oh, great.
All garments were tested in labs designed to simulate the various stages of spaceflight.
Okay, wonderful. But they didn't bother to ask any astronaut what he or she might think about their garments. Oh, that's good. That sounds typical. The Ottoman Empire rejected Leonardo da Vinci's bridge design in the early 1500s. No, I wasn't around then. But the Renaissance man now has vindication, thanks to MIT. Researchers use 3D printing to create the blocks for a 1 to 500 scale replica to prove the viability of the da Vinci design. A flattened arch to allow masted vessels to pass underneath and wings at each end to brace against winds. So 3D printing to the rescue once again. How about that? Proving Leonardo da Vinci's theories.
And that the Ottomans didn't know anything.
That's right. They just had no clue what they were talking about. What do you mean it's not going to work? We'll prove it several thousand years later. Trust us. And amid the decades of hand-wringing about the addictive appeal of video games and how said addiction can ruin lives and lead to the downfall of society as we know it, a recent article showed a refreshing look at just how long people have been voicing concerns about the evils of gaming. Now you're thinking, okay, what, the last few years and so forth? Well, get this. Apparently a game that is the predecessor of chess was an endeavor that Buddha dissed back in the 5th century B.C.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jeez, can you imagine what Buddha would have thought of Mortal Kombat? But back in the 5th century B.C., Buddha said that that particular game, the predecessor of chess, was bad and addictive and no one should play it. And now, of course, look what we're doing with gaming all around the world.
Well, and that, you know, kind of also dates myself because the last game that I was kind of addicted to was Mortal Kombat at the arcade.
Oh,
that was, you know, I would go and spend, you know, several rolls of quarters with Mortal Kombat.
Okay, and see what that did for you. Did that help you at all in your life or to help you with any thought process or hand dexterity or?
No, but we have talked about a stat where it's something like, 30% of surgeons who grew up playing video games make fewer mistakes.
True. That's true. There are several studies that actually prove that you want to know that your surgeon at least previously played video games, and because they have more thought process, apparently, and what to do for the next step, and what if, and if this happens, you should do that. And so maybe, there's something to that.
There's two things I want for my surgeons. I want them to have grown up playing video games, and I want them to not be cross-eyed.
Oh my God. Especially if it's an eye surgeon.
Yeah.
Yeah, something tells me that would be better. Ray in Niagara Falls, New York, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Hey, Ray.
I was interested in the backup camera, the wireless backup camera for the older vehicles. Mm-hmm. I was wondering what frequency they transmit on the video signal, if it would interfere with CB radio, or if the CB radio would interfere with the transmission of the camera?
That's a pretty good question, Ray, actually. Backup cameras typically transmit over 2.4 gigahertz. It's roughly the Wi-Fi Bluetooth frequency, if you will. Now, CB radios operate on frequencies that range from 26.9650 megahertz, to 27.4050 megahertz. Now, that means there's no overlapping between the two, and they should certainly not interfere with each other in any way.
Now, if you think about it, you want your wireless camera to put out just enough of a signal to reach only within the car, or as close to only within the car as possible. And you want the CB radio to reach as far as it can outside the car. So it makes sense that the frequencies would be very, very different. Now, if you don't mind a tougher installation, you can always look at those wired kits, but that'll be a lot more work. If your only concern is the signal interfering with your CB radio, it shouldn't be a problem. This shouldn't cause any more interference than a phone's Wi-Fi connection or Bluetooth connection to a hands-free speaker system.
True. And we've talked to a lot of people. We had several in the past at part of our summer giveaway, even. We gave away some wireless backup cameras. We don't have any currently, or I'd make sure Ray could get one. But several people have said that they've worked beautifully, and others have shared with us that they've tried a wireless system, and it didn't work as well as they thought, but then they went the extra route, spent a little more money, got a wired system done properly, and it works beautifully. And, of course, those of us that are fortunate to have them just built into our cars, man, I don't know how we survive without backup cameras before, because while I'm still very careful about backing up, I have the option for wide angle or regular view or even down view, so I can see if there's anything before I back up, anything in the driveway or the roadway that might interfere. So if you can, I think wired anything in this case especially is better.
Yeah,
but if the wireless works for you, it's not that far a distance, go for it.
Yeah, or just buy a new car. I mean, any car sold in the U.S. as of May of last year has to include a backup camera anyway.
Yeah, so. But what if Ray is not in the market these days for a brand new car?
Eh, it's only money.
Oh, sure. Okay, will you send him money for a new car?
I don't have any.
I know.
I work in radio.
There you go. But Ray, thank you for the question. Good one, and don't worry about interference. I don't think you'll have a problem there. Intotomorrow.com. Oh, and do please snag our brand new updated free Into Tomorrow app.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Every day, in almost every way, the digital revolution that we're living in is most certainly changing our lives. We at Into Tomorrow are here to hopefully make it easier for you, maybe more productive, hopefully even more fun. And we thank you for tuning Into Tomorrow. Ross Moe's in the control room, H in New York. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
It's time for our Hip-Hop History Major. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past,
here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history.
The tube-based TV sets dominated the market since the beginning of the real mass market in the early 50s. The screens got bigger, but also very heavy and bulky. Stereo sound and color TV were the only innovations until the introduction of a remote control. In the beginning, connected to the TV with a cable, introduced first by Zenith in the U.S., named Lazy Bones.
And later, connected by a kid, because you used to be my remote.
Yeah. Then remotes went wireless, first using ultrasound technology, but as this was not very reliable, the switch was made to infrared, a technology still used today. IFA was, of course, showing all of these latest innovations. That's this week's IFA Update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
I think you absolutely should do that, because they've always got cool stuff there and cool links and whatnot. And if you missed any of our 3 solid weeks of IFA coverage this year, which was just last month, we invite you to visit us at intotomorrow.com. Just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the IFA 2019 coverage. A lot of cool new products, a lot of award-winning products, a lot of Dave's top 10 were announced as well, that we ran across things that we thought were deserving.
And, you know, a little bit of useless information. That, you know, we talked about the ultrasound technology with remotes. That's where the word clicker came from, because the first ultrasound remote made a clicking sound. And that's how it changed. So that's where we got the name clicker.
And I've never called it that, but some old people do.
Yes.
Some older people do. Yes. They call it the where's the clicker? And that's what they mean, yes. The remote. So if you got grandma or granddad that's talking about the clicker, and you don't know what they're talking about, it's the TV remote.
And when I mentioned, you know, Lazy Bones, it was, my first thought was you when I was a kid.
I beg your pardon. I wasn't lazy. I was just in my Lazy Boy recliner and didn't want to have to get up to turn to one of the only 2 other stations we had. So I would call you out from your room where you were playing. I would like to think you were doing homework or something. But where you were playing, and I said, Chris, I need you to put it on Channel 7. Or something, and then you would come out and change it.
Then you needed me to get up on the roof and re-aim the aerial antenna. And
yeah, that was fun when you were only 4, because your mother thought you were going to fall, but no, he's in his bare feet, he can cling on with his toes, and it was fine. It worked out in the long run. What, do you have some problem with that? Some issue to be concerned about? Hey, when you call into the program at 800-899-INTO, or better yet, use the Into Tomorrow app and participate that way, you win some fabulous prizes. And by fabulous, I mean we've got some fun stuff to share with you these days.
Like from McCallie, dimmable nightstand LED lights with USB chargers.
Oh, these are really pretty cool. A couple of them are built-in QI or Qi chargers. From Killer Concepts, the Piggy Pro phone stands. They're razor-thin stands that stick to the back of any cell phone.
From Defense by Xdoria, Trek cases for Apple AirPods in various colors.
Oh, yeah, they're really pretty cool. From Tableau, their dual Tableau. It's a whole home over-the-air DVR for cord cutters.
From Backtrack, C6 keychain breathalyzers, so you can easily estimate your alcohol level.
And some special prizes for those using the Into Tomorrow app.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
G is going to be the printing press that the wireless industry has been waiting for, since people don't call anymore. Instead, of course, we always text and download huge streams of video content to watch all the time, no matter where or what we're doing. Do you have questions about 5G or any other consumer tech? You know, you can call us anytime here at Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in. But participating really makes the show. We want to hear you on the program, asking questions, helping other listeners, sharing what your favorite app is these days, whatever the case. 800-899-INTO, that's 800-899-4686. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you'd like. We love hearing from you wherever you're calling from. Or use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps. Either way, let us hear from you. Gazelle is a re-commerce company that buys and sells pre-owned consumer electronics. So that's everybody in our audience certainly has an interest in maybe selling some stuff, maybe buying some other stuff. The public relations manager for Eco ATM Gazelle is Chase Freeman. Chase, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you. What exactly, first of all, is Eco ATM Gazelle? Let our audience know a little bit about that, and then let's get into how you do what you do.
Great. So Eco ATM Gazelle provides consumers with two easy ways to trade in old tech. So Eco ATM, to start off, we have over 3,600 kiosks, so it's an in-person experience across 48 states. And you'll just go to your local shopping mall that we're located in, or say your local grocery store like Kroger or Walmart, and within about 8 to 10 minutes at the kiosk, you're able to trade in your device. We will ask you some questions about it, of course, manufacturer, memory capacity, all those good things. And once our machine vision technology inspects the phone, we will give you a trade-in value. From there, you are able to accept it and get paid on the spot for cash. So it's very convenient. You don't have to wait. But then for consumers who do prefer the flip side, we offer Gazelle, which is where we send you the box. You go through the transaction online to get your trade-in value, and then you will send us that device to our processing facility, which is located in Louisville, Kentucky. And from there, we will inspect the device, confirm that it's the same condition you said, and then you get paid via check, PayPal, or Amazon gift card. So okay. We kind of offer consumers two ways, depending on the payment method they prefer and just the experience.
So, Chase, I'm either envisioning a really large kiosk or somewhat limited size of consumer electronics that we're wanting to trade in.
So our kiosk is a pretty good size. You know, it's able to accept a large catalog of phones. So you could come in and bring in even that really old phone, like that old flip phone that you no longer use, but say you just want to recycle it.
Yeah.
That's the other great thing about Eco ATM, is that we can also recycle it responsibly for you.
Now, is it limited to just phones or tablets and things like that? Or can I turn in an old stereo system if it'll fit? Or if not,
great question.
Because we talk about pre-owned consumer electronics, so it sounds like more than just phones.
Yeah, so a little bit of yes and no. So on the Eco ATM side, any phone. So it could be anything from a smartphone to those old, like I was saying, flip phones, those old Nokia phones,
right.
And then also iPads. So, those type of products. And then on the Gazelle side, we do offer the capability to trade in your old MacBook, your old iMac. So it is a larger catalog if you do have those types of computers,
okay.
As well as, again, Surface tablets, iPads. So Gazelle, we would accept that. And then on the Eco ATM side, it's a little more focused on any type of phone. So it could be really old all the way up to the newest devices currently on the market.
Gotcha. So you're not looking for turntables or stereo systems or speakers or things of that nature, but phones, no. Tablets, even laptops, it sounds like, are acceptable.
MP3 players.
Okay, yeah, very true.
Those really old ones, yeah.
I was going to say, are they still around? But yeah, they are, because a lot of people use them.
We see them come in.
Yeah, we
see them recycled. I think it's when people are moving. It's often like, oh, I forgot I had this. Let me go recycle it.
Sure. Or if they can make a couple of bucks on it, then why not, right? I mean, you say that the kiosk even has cameras that will sort of check it out to make sure that it's not a cracked screen or whatever, and give you an estimate as to its value right then?
Yep. So our technology is able to analyze everything from scratches to water damage to ensuring that, if you did you use the screen protector, did it leave any scratches, to the internal components. So that's all done through our robotic technology. And so the kiosk is quite advanced and is able to do that in less than 10 minutes. So it's
cool.
pretty cool.
Yeah, and obviously you're working hard to get them in many stores across the country. I mean, do you have a pretty good footprint now of the kiosks that are available, the Eco ATM kiosks?
Yeah, so it's quite a large footprint. We've been operating for 10 years, and we are now at nearly 3,700 kiosks in 48 states. We actually just launched even in Alaska, so that's our latest entrance.
Well, that's good. We have two affiliates in Alaska, so they're all hearing about it now as well. So, and, of course, when you visit the website, EcoATM, ECOATM.com, right there it's Find a Kiosk. So if you just want to see if there's one near you, tell me about that process. How does that particular process work in this kiosk environment?
Yeah, so if you wanted to get an estimate before you come in, like you just said, Dave, you could do that on our website, and you could go through and kind of get an estimate, because, of course, the most accurate price you're going to get is if you visit a kiosk local to your area. But you could go on and say, let's just use an example. Let's say I have an iPhone 8, and I want to go on and get a range for that. So you would go to ecoatm.com, and then what you could do is go to where it says devices, and there's a drop-down that says price your device. From there, you'll just answer a few questions. So you'll click, in this case, Apple iPhones, and from there, pick the model. So I think I said iPhone 8, and you'll get a range. So what that will do is give you a range so you kind of know, heading into your local kiosk, how much you could get. And you can also do that through our app. So we have an EcoATM app as well, if you prefer to use something on your mobile phone rather than the website.
Yeah, because maybe you're like a lot of people and you've got a collection of these older phones. So the app makes more sense. You can start putting in all kinds of tablets and phones and laptops and whatnot. And I do think that a lot of people seem to like the idea, not only decluttering their home, but the idea of instant cash for some of these used devices.
Absolutely. We see that a lot with our consumers. You know, the fact that we are the only of our kind in the United States where you can come conveniently trade in your phone where you're already doing your weekly shopping. So let's say that's at your local Kroger grocery store, for example, and it's not really taking you to some area you don't normally go to. You're already there. You're doing your weekly shopping. You can trade in that old phone, maybe a phone that you're trading in because you're going to purchase a new one, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. It's quite convenient, and I think consumers really, really like the ease of use as well.
Now, do you then also sell these reconditioned phones to folks, or new phones for that matter? At what point can they choose either cash or, no, I want to upgrade, so can I just get another phone from you guys?
So, great question. The answer to that is they would get paid the cash. So, say they want to buy another phone. We do offer that, but you would trade in your device through EcoATM or Gazelle. You would receive your funds either through cash or the three options on Gazelle. And then from there, you could purchase. We sell certified pre-owned devices through Gazelle.com.
Very good. And that's very handy as well, and might as well do it all at once. And you know what you're getting and what you're providing. Now, the other end of that spectrum, too, you kind of touched on, is the ability to just recycle. I mean, we're going to probably bring an older phone that the kiosk robotically is going to determine that there really is no value. And then is there an option? Do you want me to just keep it and recycle it, or do you want it back, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we encourage consumers to come in and recycle. Many will say, well, why would I bring it in? And the cold, hard truth to that is that any old device, even if it's worth $0, if you threw that into just, say, a trash can, then that consequently ends up in a landfill, there are harmful chemicals and toxins in a phone, such as mercury, arsenic, lead, cadmium. So if that ends up in the environment, that's going to hurt all of us living on this planet. So that's why we try to encourage consumers and educate them that come and bring it to an EcoATM kiosk, recycle it, and we work with what is called R2 certified facilities, and they are certified to take apart those devices and recycle them properly so those harmful chemicals, like I named, don't leach into the environment.
And that's good, certainly. Now, what percentage of those things, because I hear some of my audience in my head right now saying, oh, okay, so basically I've got some older stuff, I'm not going to expect any money, but at least I can recycle them properly. Do you do a lot of that, or is it by far more paying for older devices that you can then refurbish?
So it's quite a mix. One stat that we always share is, to date, we've diverted over 21 million devices from landfills, so in the past 10 years, through EcoATM and Gazelle. Now, with that said, obviously there's a mix. Some are truly recycled with those R2 certified facilities, but first and foremost, what we like to do is we like to give every device as much life as it can. So say you're a consumer who trades in every 12 to 18 months. Your phone could have years of life left in it for other consumers who don't mind. So we first and foremost like to give the most life, whether that's first, second, third, fourth life. Then on the other end, if it truly is at the end of its life, we're going to responsibly recycle it with those R2 certified facilities. Or further, we work with wholesalers internationally, so we could just be working to sell some of the parts that are still working. Maybe the phone itself isn't working anymore, but we can even get fine life for the parts within the phone. So that 21 million devices, there's a lot of additional life that goes into it. And then, of course, there are devices truly being recycled. So it's quite interesting because we're at the core of what we do is really finding additional life and also protecting the planet.
Do you provide any help in our last remaining here minute or so for consumers that are saying, okay, great, I'm going to turn in my existing phone because it is an older one and do an upgrade or what have you, but how do I get my data off of it? Does the robotic kiosk help in that manner, or do you kind of have to pre-plan this accordingly, and what can you do to help them?
Yeah, so what we encourage all consumers to do is you want to restore that phone to factory settings. We always say this before you visit the kiosk or before you use Gazelle. What you're going to want to do is, depending on what you have, so let's say you have an Apple iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy, for example, you want to go in, erase your device, reset it to factory settings, but before you do so, complete that backup of your data via, let's say, use iCloud or a Google account. So you want to do that and make sure you have a full backup on that current day, and then visit our kiosk to trade in the device, because the kiosk will recognize if you haven't reset the phone to factory settings. And but we try to encourage consumers to do that beforehand so they are ready to go and it's as efficient as possible when they arrive at the kiosk.
Good. One last quick question, Chase. I'm noticing on your site, as a former police officer, I picked up on law enforcement. It was like, oh, what was this about? It says Eco ATM is one of the worst places for a thief to bring a stolen phone. Why is that?
Absolutely. You read it right. Because if we flag any phone, so the IMEI on the phone, if we flag it as this phone has been stolen, because that's one thing the kiosk does, and on the Gazelle side, we are able to work with law enforcement to return that phone to its rightful owner. Happens very few and far between, but when it does, we have a team dedicated here, our law enforcement team, to ensure all phones that are traded in are from their rightful owner.
Chase Freeman, PR manager with Eco ATM Gazelle. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We'll catch up with you again soon. Good stuff. ECOATM.com. Turn in those old phones and tablets and even laptops at various facilities, several of them nearby you. Thanks for joining us, Chase.
Thanks, Dave.
We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues. I am Dave Graveline right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and medical expenses are covered. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over 60, call 24/7. 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
More devices, more screens means more opportunities for content owners to move more entertainment material to all of us consumers. But what content are you looking for? And are you watching less actual TV these days? Most of our audience says that is the case. What do you think? 800-899-INTO, or please, the audio option on the free brand new Into Tomorrow apps. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline, and this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow on our website at IntoTomorrow.com and those aforementioned free, brand-new, updated Into Tomorrow apps.
Wow. Absolutely true. How do you find them?
At your favorite app store.
And what do you do?
Search Into Tomorrow. Those two words.
Oh, as two words, not
as
one
two
word.
Words.
Because like IntoTomorrow.com, Into Tomorrow is one word for .com. But for your app store, it's Into Tomorrow. Or
yes.
Just Graveline. Or Dave Graveline. I think they all pop up.
Or way. Come by IntoTomorrow.com. We have links directly to the apps.
There you go.
Or
if you get the weekly tech newsletter that's free and very informative and fun with whom thoughts and all that, there's links on the tech newsletter, too. You just click it. What do you got, an iPhone? Click here. You have an Android phone or tablet? Oh, no problem. Click here. Boom. Done. And if you do it right from your cell phone or your tablet, it launches right there.
Right there.
Oh, you got to love it. Lisa in Cary, North Carolina, listens on News Radio 680 WPTF. Hello, Lisa.
We're getting ready to cut the cord with cable and go with either the YouTube TV or the PlayStation View. It's between those two, I think, are the best choices. But what can we do about a DVR? Is there something that we can purchase that we could record like we do for cable on our DVR through the cable company?
Well, Lisa, both PS View and YouTube TV already offer DVR functionality. PS View will allow you to keep your shows for up to 28 days. YouTube TV will keep them for 9 months. In both cases, that assumes that you keep, of course, an active subscription. Don't expect to keep any shows if you leave or to still have them if you leave and then come back later. Both services include DVR, or digital video recorder, is what DVR means, of course, as part of your monthly charge, so you don't have to pay extra fees to have it. And both use cloud DVR services, as opposed to a physical box that you'd need to keep at home.
Yeah, other than the fact that you're technically getting these shows streamed back to you from the internet, there's really no difference between what you do with a local DVR and what you do with these. You can record a show or set it to automatically record every episode of the show. Like with cable DVRs, you only get access to whatever you recorded for as long as you're a subscriber, but keep those time limits we gave you earlier in mind if you're slow to catch up. 9 months is a long time to get up to speed on your shows, but 28 days is not. And if you go with PlayStation View, you may miss out on some of your recorded shows if you don't stay on top of your binge-watching duties.
Now, see, that is important. I'm glad you mentioned that for Lisa and others listening, because with my travels, oftentimes I don't have the opportunity to see a lot of stuff until later. Well, if your machine kind of loads up or becomes a time limit or a memory limit, then it's going to lop off the oldest things, which are always the most favorite shows you wanted to see. So, yeah, keep that in mind, or just make sure you delete a bunch of stuff that you figure you're not going to watch and then go to the good stuff. Lisa, I hope we helped you out. And if you've got any other input for Lisa or anyone else that you hear on the show, let us know using the audio option on the Into Tomorrow app.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the 3-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Years ago, the internet was an escape from the real world. Well, now the real world is an escape from the internet, right? And all the anti-social media, among other things. Yikes. Thanks for tuning Into Tomorrow.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. The future of diabetes management is here. Visit Dexcom.com to learn more. That's DEXCOM.com.
Jonathan in Atlanta, Georgia, listens on AM 920, The Answer. Welcome Into Tomorrow, Jonathan.
I was wondering what would be the best Android phone to buy. I have a Vortex and it keeps cutting off.
Well, Jonathan, I don't think we had even heard of the brand Vortex before, and we've seen plenty of obscure brands at all the various trade shows around the world over the years, but the best Android phone is a very subjective question, and there really isn't a right answer. Price counts just about as much as features, and there's no size that is better than any other size. The same goes for brands. You may be really excited about the next OnePlus, or to you, maybe it's a Motorola. Maybe you're a Motorola fan or something of that nature. So, again, they're all so subjective.
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, the Google-branded Pixel phones are good, and you can't beat the direct updates, so they're always worth keeping in mind. Samsung's non-folding, non-exploding phones are good, but every now and then you do get the exploding model or the folding screen fiasco thrown into the mix. Expensive phones tend to be better than cheap phones. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to spend over $1,000 on a phone, but you probably want to avoid the cheapest models out there if you're looking for something that will perform better than the Vortex.
Exactly. You don't want to be left in a Vortex trying to use your phone.
Yeah, and you always use my sort of rule of thumb is I always get the model before the latest model. They're always cheaper and they're still good.
That's true. And they've had all their necessary updates usually. So, Jonathan, let us know what you end up with. Intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.